Chica Chat is a 501c3 dedicated to the growth of all women in El Paso, Texas, with the mission to empower them through entrepreneurship, leadership, skill development, and networking. One of the coolest things that they're doing lately is helping out business owners by creating the Jefa Market. So here to talk about that and how we should all be shopping local and supporting initiatives like the Jefa Market is Zoe Gamotz from Chica Chat. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me, Marina.
So Zoe, the Chicas did the Jefa Market not that long ago, and now you're bringing it back just in time for the holidays. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a really great success when we did it a couple of months ago. And then, of course, since we're all on the train to shop local for the holiday season, I thought it was the perfect opportunity to launch it for Black Friday, as opposed to the consumerism of big box stores.
Right, because if there's ever a time to support local, it's literally right now in the middle of a pandemic.
Right. I know you're super big about shopping local all the time, all year long, every year. So am I. But this year, I think we're all going bigger and better than ever.
Okay. So I know what a jefa is. You know what a jefa is. But let's tell everybody else. ¿Qué es una jefa, Zoe?
She's a boss. She just makes boss moves. And of course, we always try to add the Latina flair to everything in our branding. So we thought Jefa was the perfect way to describe our all women's market.
So tell us about that, because it's an all women's market of locally owned businesses and makers. Why is it important to you that it be an all women's local market?
Well, the mission and vision is all about uplifting and empowering all women in business. So we wanted to dedicate one space for you to shop all locally women owned.
You did that the first time around. Are there any lessons learned from the first time to what you're going to do now to improve upon the market?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a live where I educate the Chica Chat audience more about each little store that is a part of the Jefa Market. Because I did like a featured Jefa, but just on our feed. But I think people are just so visually, like with TikTok and Reels, people want to see your face, especially with Instagram Live. We've been doing more Instagram Lives, and I feel there's more interactions that way. So definitely educating the audience more through visuals.
So tell us about some of the jefas and some of the markets that you guys will be featuring, because there is some cool stuff. I mean, I'm always impressed by how cool we are, and it just doesn't stop. It just keeps going. It's the best.
I was looking over the list right now, and one of the cool ones that I noticed was she makes lip glosses. It's called Lucky Cat Lip Gloss. I saw she just recently had a small launch with Bomb Beauty, and she just makes custom lip glosses with some really cool ingredients. You get to pick your little container, and I think they look like little paletas. And then you pick your color and your flavor, and it's vegan with natural oil blend. So I thought that was super cool. Another cool one that we have is Purse Fine. She's been so amazing ever since the first Jefa Market. And she just has really cool, unique, different purses that you can get. And she has been donating all of her sales to us. So like when we had our El Paso Giving Day, she had a little sale for us and helped us out during El Paso Giving Day.
That's so amazing. I love it. How are you finding the jefas? Like, how is this market coming together? I mean, I know you have a super strong social media presence. Is that the main driver?
Basically, yes. And we do Facebook ad promotions for Instagram. But on the first Jefa Market, when we announced it, we just did a basic like tag your favorite jefas that you want to tell about this market so they can join us. And like so many people tag their friends that have businesses. And then like people who missed the deadline, I just reached out to them. Like there's still time for you to join for this second round. So those people joined for this second round as well too.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, because this show airs Saturday. It's literally as the Jefa Market is launching, right? Because we record early. So by the time we air, will you be open for business?
Yes, We'll be launching on Black Friday and it'll run for a whole week, so until December 4th.
What did you hear from the jefas that participated first? Did it work out for them? Like, was it a fruitful endeavor?
One of the girls that we heard really good feedback from was Antiqueology. I know she got really good exposure to customers that she's never had before. And I know she worked with you on Buy El Paso. So I think she was pretty happy with that too.
You know, there was a neat anecdote about her. On Buy El Paso, we shared, she had this cute little speaker. And so we shared it, you know, because that's what we do too. Just kind of like how you do, like, support everybody. And then we got a message from somebody saying, I wanted the speaker. I was going to buy it on Amazon. And I'm so excited that I got to buy it from somebody local and that she showed up at my doorstep and now we know each other. And, you know,
I think that's the coolest part about buying local is you get to know these business owners and they become your friends. And just because you bought something from them, it's that connection of community support.
No, it totally is. And I mean, you see your impact right away. Cause yeah, it's like somebody's mom brings it to you or, you know, you drive up or, you know each other from Instagram and then you're like, hey girl.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about everything else that Chica Chat is up to and is doing. The pandemic has not stopped you. If anything, it's sprung you into even more action.
So at the beginning of the pandemic, I just had a really hard time. I definitely took a break. I had a really hard time figuring out, because that's how Chica Chat started, is how am I going to support the women in my community? And so when the pandemic hit, I just had a really hard time answering the question, how am I going to support these women during this hard time through Chica Chat? And that's where the idea for HEPA Market actually came from, because I thought it needed to be safe and it needed to be a place where people can sell their product and even their services. Like, there's a couple of photographers on there, local photographers selling their services too. So yes, I had a hard time figuring out how Chica Chat was going to adapt during the pandemic. And what I came up was with the HEPA Market, and we've been doing Instagram Live. So our working the net has, first it was on Zoom, and then I thought, everyone's just so over Zoom. Let's get off of Zoom. Everybody's on Instagram anyways. So we moved it to Instagram Live, and that's been way more interactive for us. And then we also launched yesterday another series called Chats with Chicas. And Working the Net is more about business and for entrepreneurs. And I want Chats with Chicas to be more about general education, whether you're a business owner or not. So yesterday's first talk was about money, and we just talked about finances and what is a financial plan, what are the components of a financial plan, how much do I need to be saving for an emergency fund, whether it's for my business or personal. And we also talked about how your personal finances and your business finances correlate. So those are the few things that we've been doing through the pandemic, and I think that's all I'm going to focus on right now because it's just so much to do.
No, but it's so cool because number one, you're not alone. We all had that, like, now what, right? Like, we all went through that universally, I think, like, as a planet. But then everybody, or not, well, not, I shouldn't say everybody, because I know a lot of people are having a hard time. And those that have pivoted and have figured out how they stick to their purpose during such a hard time is just like this beautiful blossom. Your HEPA Market is the just the right example of that, fulfilling your purpose while helping out young women business owners get through this dang thing. So kudos to you. You need to also see that, right? I mean, you do see it, right?
Yes, thank you. No, I just wanted to really emphasize that because I don't want everyone to feel like they have to be on all the time. And because that's how I felt. I felt like I had to keep going, even though it took me a long time to, like, pull myself out of it. I don't want everyone to feel like they have to keep going all the time.
You're absolutely right. You know, every day is different. And especially with this whole thing, some days are better than others. And that's the truth. And there's nothing wrong with that.
What snapped me out of it was my friend. He told me, he was like, Zoe, nobody has lived through a pandemic before. Nobody alive has lived through a pandemic before. You're not the only one trying to figure out how to live during a pandemic. So like, just give yourself a break. And I was like, wow, you're right.
Isn't it so funny? You have to remember like, oh, right. This is a whole new experience for everyone and no one knows how to do it right. And we're all just trying to figure it out. I mean, I think we're hanging in there. I have a hard time getting dressed these days. Like I have a hard time putting together a decent outfit because I haven't had to get dressed in forever.
Yeah. At the beginning of the pandemic, Barracuda was the one who was like giving all the good tips about how to like stay focused. And one of them was just getting up and getting dressed. And it's so important how much of your mindset changes when you just put normal clothes on.
Oh my God, but when you put jeans on, because I had to start wearing my actual jeans to make sure that they fit, because March was problems, no lie. My waistline definitely grew. And now I'm like, okay, I'm wearing my dang jeans every day just so that I know I can get in them.
Yes, everyone's definitely having that problem. But the best thing is that we're all going through this for the first time together.
That's right, that's right. So along those lines, how do we access the Hefa Market? How do we support local women business owners in our community?
So you can find it on our homepage at chicachat.org. There'll be like a little button for you to access the shop.
And that's it. Then shop to your heart's content.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that we're not taking your money. When you click on the vendor's link, it will take you to their way of how they do everything, whether it's through DM orders or their website.
That's right. So you are like the quote unquote mall shell and your interaction is actually with each individual vendor, however they choose to do business.
Yes.
So there we have it. We are all invited to shop at the Hefa Market. We can literally do it right now at chicachat.org. And when you shop at the Hefa Market, you know that you're supporting a locally woman-owned business. Today, my guest has been Zoe Gamotz from Chica Chat. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.